At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit californiapsychics.com today for limited time offers.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
No way you can stop me now. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I woke up this morning and it was Friday. There it is.
Listen.
I'm ready. What do you got for me? Did you get eaten by killer bees again?
No. I just got up the elevator and into the building, but outside, yes. Right now, look east. Get out of bed. Go and look east. It's gorgeous over the East Bay right now.
Oh.
The sun's coming up.
Go, Maddie. Go.
There are no clouds.
Oh.
It's going to be a sparkly, beautiful day today. One of those California days that you just
go.
That's
why you live here.
Mm-hmm.
Why you pay the price.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. I wanted to take a picture, but I was, you know, driving.
What's it looking like out there, Maddie?
It's very pretty.
Yeah, right over Maddie's house. I saw his place and then looked over the top, just the sun coming up.
That was just me.
Nice.
You just lit your light this morning.
Yeah, I just light up the sky.
And you'll have some, I'm sure, friends over for the rooftop.
Sunset party. Is that what happens?
Yeah, a lot of people hang out up on the roof in the evening. You can usually find some folks up there.
That's great.
What do you got up there? Like lounge chairs or what's happening?
Lots of lounge chairs, umbrellas. They just put a kitchen in.
Oh!
That's about to open, so we'll have a full kitchen use up there.
You know, on the roof?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
You mean like a barbecue type scenario?
Barbecue, sink, all that stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
An outdoor kitchen.
Yeah.
You got a covering over it, or is it just...
Yeah, they built like a whole little thing up there. Yeah,
wow.
They're very good at this building. They do everything right. They have good construction folks.
Mm.
Nice.
Well, I don't mention it very often, but most nights all summer long, actually most of the year long, at the beach, people make their way at sunset and are taking it in.
Mm.
And, you know, there's people who bring their drinks down. There's doobie weed.
Oh,
floating through the air.
So nice, yeah.
But cameras, it's just beautiful here. And it was one of those mornings driving in. I just went, everybody's got to get up and get out.
Yeah, yesterday I was in the elevator and a guy named Fred met Fred.
Oh.
That was crazy. But he had a beer in his hand. He's like, oh, man, yeah, come up on the roof, man. We're drinking beers. And I'm like, it's okay, thanks. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
Well, you could have brought one of your...
Oh, I could have gone
naked beers or whatever. Beers.
Yeah, you know how the weekdays are.
It's true.
Got my routine.
I know. It's like the routine is everything. I actually feel like it in our own way. We've put ourselves in. I mean, we need to, but I feel like I really yielded to it in the last 10 years. Like, fine, I'll go to bed and give myself a chance to get 8 hours. I'm not gonna fall asleep on the couch trying to watch Survivor.
Well, I used to try to do stuff at like 7 o'clock once in a while. Somebody invite me to something and it'd be like at 7 and I'm like, yeah,
that's,
you know what?
Just...
I'll just not get a couple extra hours sleep there.
Right.
No,
it's
after 5 o'clock.
Right.
Thank you.
I can't wait till you start dating.
I know. When is that going to happen?
I can't wait.
It's happening now.
Till some hot chick says, are you sure you don't want to come over at 9 o'clock at night on a Tuesday? Are you sure?
Oh, she's the right one. She wouldn't tempt me with 9 o'clock at night.
Wow. she'd rearrange her whole schedule so that she could be at his place.
Girls never do that. You're right. Yeah, the right one will just yield to everything it is that you need them to do.
The
sure.
right one just slots herself into your life, puts out, doesn't bother you. You never hear her pee. You don't ever see her feet. Is that another thing?
No, I like feet.
Oh, you like feet. Okay. All right.
It's going to be fun. I look forward to
it.
I'm
a feet fan.
Oh, like a fan.
Like a fan. I like a nice foot.
What? What's your favorite thing to do to a foot?
Yeah, what is it about the foot that's so
Do you take
enticing?
A foot and go like...
No.
Oh.
Do you take a foot and go... Oh.
I will do some toe stuff.
Oh,
do you know... Let me ask you, though. Like, what if you guys have been walking around all day and, like, you're getting into it and, you know, she's had shoes on or not, I mean, but, you know, it's not like a freshly scrubbed and washed foot. Then what happens?
It's on a foot by foot basis.
I see.
Yeah.
You take a sniff first, or you just like, I'm going for it. And there is a foot taste, right? I mean, there's like a specific kind of a toe taste.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So you like the smell and the
I
taste.
Really like just a pretty foot.
Oh.
I'm not like staring at people's feet.
I don't know. You're backing down now. I feel like you are staring at people's feet.
Well, maybe.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess we all have our own.
It's free to look.
It is. It's free. Yep. As long as you're not snapping up skirt pictures, I'm fine with everything you do.
I'm not taking any pictures. Yeah.
Completely fine.
This is going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're
single and looking to mingle,
meet us this weekend at the W.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
As a matter of fact,
starts at 11:30. Meet you there.
Maddie's on the show.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see everybody.
Are you going to do any kind of like drag performance or anything? Did you decide on a wig and makeup?
No, I mean, schematic? I will be dressed brightly.
Yeah.
And if I'm pulled on to a dance, I won't say no.
Oh. I'll so make
guys,
sure and let
you guys
Deja
can
Sky,
force me if
yeah,
they
yeah,
come
yeah,
over
yeah,
to
looking
table
for a volunteer.
They
I mean,
want somebody. There right. we go. And no problems with that.
Nice.
Let me ask you a question.
What's the question?
When is the Bezos wedding?
It's today. It may be happening right now because I don't know what time it is.
I thought it
Italy.
Was today and tomorrow.
Oh, it's days of celebrations, but but they're already married apparently.
Oh,
yeah, that they did it here legally. Some you know, somebody official said the magic words, and they are forever bound.
My boy Deepak is he told me he was going to be going to Europe. In the coming weeks.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, good for you, man. That sounds super fun. And then I noticed that his wife had gone a week before.
Oh.
Because she's posting pictures of shopping bags and, you know, she's having...
And he's all like, Jesus, I got to get over there. This is
I got to put a stop to this.
Out of control.
So she'd written something about in the comments of my Instagram about the wasp photos.
Yeah.
And I wrote back and I said, how's France? And she said Italy. I went, well, I only half listened.
One of those, right. One
she of said, places. Heading to Venice for the wedding.
Oh.
Oh.
I wonder if there's some kind of
and
outdoor
I said,
public spectacle that's going
to no
happen.
No bleeping way you're going to the Bezos wedding, and I'm waiting to find out. The wedding.
That would be
that
the
would
only
be
wedding.
The only wedding.
Right?
Unless they know someone else who's getting married. This is a bad, I'm sorry if you chose Venice for your wedding venue and it's this weekend because.
Or to do anything in Venice.
Right. For those of you who just innocently 2 years ago started planning a trip to Venice, I'm so sorry.
I've got three jiggling dots right now, so I'll let you know when she responds.
Oh,
but that's
exciting.
No. Heading to Venice for the wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the only wedding. Got to be the
what
one.
Other, I mean, do you but have why a friend you, getting married or?
Well, I'm waiting. There's the dots are still moving, so I'll let you know.
I don't know yeah, why you would go there on purpose.
No.
Unless maybe it was a scheduling thing and she's just got to go there because that's where their hotel is or whatever. That's, I can't wait to hear her reply.
She laughed and then said, well, technically I wasn't invited, but since I'm going to coincidentally be there, I should wedding crash, correct?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's just big news there to the extent that she's...
Got to be, right?
and it's big news here because you're the trash, but sure. Everyone else is like, I don't think people care about the Bezos' wedding,
it
do they?
It is all over the news.
Is yeah. it?
Yeah, oh my God. CNN, everybody's
everywhere.
Covering
lists
this
of
thing.
People who are showing up. There's an Oprah picture today. That chick
Oprah
looks,
sizzles.
Oprah, 71 years old. She looks probably as good as she's ever. Like, she just looks so fantastic. She's wearing a dress with side cutouts. Like, she's showing skin in this dress. That
she's showing leg.
No. The picture I saw, it's got a bodice at the top that comes down to, like, mid-rib, and then it's open to the hip.
Oh.
And it's a tight little number. She looks phenomenal.
Oh,
it's off. Yeah.
If you wanted to see it. Yeah, now, do. I don't know if you're saving that for later.
Well, I got plenty of celebrity news about that Bezos wedding.
Well, we've got a reporter on the scene if you need any info.
Yeah, okay. Well, tell her to, you know, send her reports in real time.
Mrs. Garushanthaya.
Oh, that rolls right off the tongue.
I don't think she took the last name.
Oh, that one doesn't show as much skin as the other one. Oh, that one's pretty good. Yeah, she's got, it's like a weird top with almost like a haltery thing in the front. Like, you know how sometimes people tie stuff under their boobs?
Good for her.
Yeah.
She's living, you know.
71 years old. Look at Oprah go. Living her best life.
She grinded out, what, 30 years of TV shows?
Yeah. And then has her own network still. That magazine. I used to buy that magazine when it was a physical.
You did?
Yeah. You know, you'd be standing there and, oh, that was like an interesting article. Oh, look at that. Oprah always looking fantastic on the cover of every issue of her magazine. It's fantastic. Oh my God, is her date Gail? Is Gail there too?
How could she not be?
Nobody mentioned Gail in any of the lists of celebrities, poor thing.
Well, they were astronauts together. I would assume that she'd get invited to the wedding.
Oh yeah, that's true. Right, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
Oh yeah, and Katie's missing it.
Yeah, she is. And Orlando's on the prowl.
Yeah, it's sure amazing how all the stuff about them splitting came up right as he's going to be somewhere where he can be.
Yeah.
Banging
weddings.
Away.
Weddings are, you know, they're fun.
Oh, to be Orlando Bloom in Venice.
To be you in the Bay Area. What are you talking about? You've got a
maid. Everyone's jealous of you and your potential dating life. You got anybody? Well, never mind.
No, go ahead.
No.
He wants to talk about it. You got
any prospects? Or like anybody sliding into the DMs? I mean, we had
it's
that one.
It's been a while since
you.
Somebody slid into the DMs. It's at Maddie Stout.
Well, are you putting up thirst traps? I mean, you got to invite this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's critical. Well,
you know, this actually reminds me of another story I got coming up today where apparently there are AI sex chicks who are trolling on, like on Twitter and all the other platforms too. And they're like, there's this one chick in particular. Let me find her name here. Her name is Brittany Belair. I'm sure. And she's the most smoking hot chick you've ever seen. And they're saying she's AI, that this is a completely fabricated chick.
They have ads running on certain channels I've looked at occasionally.
Come take a look at this. What you think about that?
Wow,
that's fake.
Well, that's what they're saying. And there's a, you know, she's got a zillion pictures. Like,
she's pretty hot. It's not really, she's not really my style, but she's pretty hot.
But it is true. Like, when you start to think, okay, she's AI, like, I mean, she does look, she's got like what look like big fake boobs and like the tiniest waist you've ever seen. And she's wearing like cat outfits, but mostly it's just a bra and panties. But it's very, as you watch it, you're just kind of looking for like giveaways and clues that she's AI. I buy it. I buy that she's not. I would never have thought to myself, this is an AI chick.
I don't know if this is the same thing, but there are ads running on some of the porn channels where you go to click on a video you want to watch, and then the ad comes up and it says, make your own dream girl.
Oh.
And they're using AI, and I guess you get to pick the
parts.
Stuff you like.
It's like Lamar Odom going to make a real doll that looks like Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah,
or Khloe.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's really, I didn't do it and I'm not going to, but I imagine a young person falls for all this stuff.
Yeah. there's so much, like the skew toward AI and the topics and the availability and the things people are using it for. Like it's kind of stunning. Like I actually, that you remind me of a whole nother story that I have today about that.
Boy, we're just chock-a-block full of stories today. This is going to be great.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, you just never went know. Through them all in the first break.
Yeah, I blew them all.
No, we did not.
Way to go.
Blew it. No, I, you know, we talked about this once a while ago. We're running out of time. But,
we're all right. You're good.
I was mentioning how when I was a little boy, there were these movies movies in theaters, and you sometimes could rent them, but they were, you know, booby flicks, we would call them.
Yeah.
Not really, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
And they were so sexed up and so inappropriate in most situations, like someone's, you know, voyeuring a lady through a window or someone's peeping the women's locker room or all these things. And I think we were just kind of talking about how sexed up those movies were and how inappropriate. And it's not quite that way anymore, except the flip side to that is hardcore porn is available to every kid with any screen all the time, round the clock.
Yep.
So they may have removed it from movies, but as I was sort of, maybe it was when I was
trying. Or they're not glorifying it in movies, because there could still be a thing where some dude's peeping a girl.
Right.
And it's, you know, but they acknowledge it as problematic.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, while I feel like there was a lot of sexed up, you know, imagery in movies, and I saw that, and it, you know, as a, of in that window of a, that age group.
Yeah.
I used to be like a little, you know, hyper, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. You were determined, like to say.
Yeah. But now I don't even know what hardcore porn available to you at all times must do to your 12-year-old.
Right.
Yeesh.
It's very scary to think that you're molded by that. Like, this is what that is.
I never saw that kind of imagery. I didn't have videos.
Right.
I had still photos in my dad's old Playboys.
Right.
That's what I looked at.
Which were tame by comparison even to some of the magazines of the day. But the hardest core stuff I ever saw. Like, John had a video.
So you were with John by the time you saw a video. Oh, your brother, John?
No, no.
Oh.
I remember that, you know, the wiggly screen thing was like Skinamax
or
something.
Yeah, but even that wasn't hardcore.
No,
those
no.
were, those were like Spice Channel was nudie.
Spice Channel.
But it wasn't this.
Right.
Whatever you want
to
have.
I can't remember when the first time I saw a video of that. I mean, I had to be older though, like 20 at least. Like somebody had to have a videotape of it. You couldn't.
Right. No, I remember one of the first videos I saw was a video called Taboo. And it was this.
And of course you remember the name.
Well.
Who was the star?
Her name's Kay Parker.
Oh, okay. Well.
Wow.
Who was the director?
Well, no, this is the thing. This came up on our radio show a million years ago. We were in the old building.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that video because that's one of the first hardcore things I ever saw.
Right.
And this lady, very busty. She would be considered a MILF by today's standards, you know, because that's the genre. But it's totally inappropriate, the subject matter. It's taboo, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She's the mom.
Oh. And her son is? Gonna,
yes.
I see. That
and
is
you just
wrong.
So I didn't know. The volume wasn't up when I saw it, and I think we were at a party or something. But anyway, the bottom line is I now have gone back to look at it, so that's why I know what her name is. And,
oh.
Because it's available.
And were you like...
And there were, by the
were
way...
Were you going like this? Tisk, tisk,
no,
that's
no, no.
Wrong.
I was like, oh, that's the lady. Whew. And this is the scene. She's in the shower by herself and yikes.
Oh, goodness.
But anyway, there were 8 of them.
Oh.
Or 10 of them. I haven't watched them all, but I was
she had
just
a lot
like...
a lot of kids.
Well, they had success with that film and then there were a lot more movies.
Mm. Well...
How did we get on this?
Because of...
Oh, the AI naked lady
the
right
AI
over there.
AI naked lady, right. Well, these days it does appear that what you want, you can have. And if you can't have it, you just can AI it. It's completely available to you.
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Like, what do you think would happen to you if all you knew was like the sort of sport sex that's available to watch?
That's the point. I didn't even know. I knew nothing Snow. The other possibilities or other kinks that people get into.
Right.
I was just a
and all the different P&V things they're doing.
Guy, you right. know, like that's it, the end. I was 12, even 15, even 17. Right. I didn't know that you could roll someone over. Who would do that?
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. See you in a second.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.